Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Dr. Velma Bagley. Dr. Bagley is a best-selling, award-winning author, certified dating relationship coach, ordained minister, and CEO of Adoni Publishing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Velma.
Thank you. Can you hear me clearly?
I can. How are you today?
Awesome. I'm wonderful. I hope you're doing well.
Doing great. I'm excited to have you on the show again, Dr. Velma. I want to begin with your books. You have 16 books that you have written. That's just awesome. Congratulations on that. With number 17, soon to be released. That is so exciting to me. But Dr. Velma, you didn't start writing until 2018. That's really not that long ago, and you've done all of that. Tell us how all of that happened.
Yeah, 2018. I was just getting started. Of course, I had retired in 2012 as a deputy administrator after working 38 years there with state government, and it was not my plan to continue writing because that was the nature of my job, developing programs, redesigning programs, developing, helping to develop future leaders, all of that. So I did a lot of that creativity and writing for business, for my job. But when I retired, I thought that's what I was retiring from, to get away from all that I had to do, until my daughters approached me and started having conversations. We started having conversations around their topic of men and the problems and challenges they were experiencing. And so as a result of that, scheduling regular times that we would just have conversations around that. So I had to really dig deep into scripture, and I wanted to present the word of God to them differently because these were millennials, and so they were both adults. And eventually what happened was my daughters encouraged me to write because they started telling their friends about our discussions, because the question was, Mom, why are men so slow? And that was the topic of the book. Your Adam is asleep until God opens his eyes. So I took them back to Genesis, and that was the title of the book. And so that's how it all began in 2018. It wasn't my plan when I retired. I retired at the age of 58. I was not planning to do any of this. And so I encourage and inspire other late bloomers to remind them it's never too late for what God has for you.
Absolutely. I was thinking that, Dr. Velma, when you were talking, that, you know, I say this often, and people probably get tired of me saying it, but I do say it often, that God can dream for me way bigger than I can dream for myself. And what you thought was that was it was really just the beginning of the next part of your journey. How amazing is that?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Absolutely. Okay, I was reading somewhere that you wrote, you were talking about your storytelling style and why you chose the style that you use in telling your stories in your book. Share with us about that.
Well, I found with the way things are changing, especially after I did the research concerning the decline of marriages, both outside of the church and within the church, I knew that I wanted to reach the people that Jesus felt comfortable in reaching. It was the ones that weren't inside the building. They were the ones that didn't necessarily gravitate towards the church necessarily. They may have been familiar with scripture. And I felt like that was the group I wanted to reach. It was not intended to preach a message, which I can do, but it was intended to present stories in a way and weave the stories in a way that people can self-discover. they could see themselves in there. They can see the answer to how to change or make corrections. They can see, and nobody has to hit them over the head about what they are not doing. And then it's their decision if they decide to make a change. And that's exactly the approach that Jesus used in telling the parables. He knew all about every person he met, but he didn't hit them over the head with the problems or the decisions that they made. He simply told a story, allowed them to see themselves. He also always included a redemption plan or a way of escape or how to change. And then at the end of the story, he just left it up to them to make that change. He gave them the plan and gave them the route of the road, but it was still up to them to decide whether or not they wanted to take that road. And I felt like that was the best approach for me, especially addressing topics that are not taught anymore, with encouraging single people in the church ministries to get married, but we're not preparing them. And so that was heavy on my heart. And I said, well, how do I present this to those who may not be as familiar with Scripture as others and those who just want to know something different and new about this topic? And that's what I came up with. I thought the approach Jesus used with the parable was perfect. With the parables was perfect.
Oh, that's awesome, Dr. Velma. Dr. Velma, one of the things that I really admire about you is that you have a great platform, and you're not selfish with your platform. You open it up, and you use your platform to spotlight others. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's important to me because in the beginning, when my daughters, when I wrote that first book, that was a Christian nonfiction based on our conversation. So I agreed, we would be vulnerable and tell our truth and say exactly what we talked about. Then maybe it would help somebody else. But there are people who won't pick up a nonfiction book, Christian book. Christians will. Many of the Christians don't even like fiction. So even my Christian contemporary fiction novels are not the type of book that many Christians will gravitate towards. But it was intended to reach that group of people, like I said. And I remember I was in a Christian marketing class that I joined a Facebook group that was Christian marketers in the beginning. I said, I know I need to write this book, but how do I write it as fiction without, you know, inundating it with a bunch of scriptures? I'm not trying to do a Bible study. I just want people to see the message and point them to the principles that God has. And in that class, I remember my teacher said, and it made me nervous because I looked at the population of Christian contemporary fiction and it was overly populated with so many great books. And I'm going, oh, a little intimidated, a little scary. Then one day she said, if God gave everybody an assignment, there would still be plenty of assignments left for others to do, for more people to do. She said, no one can tell it like you. There's an audience waiting for your message and the message that God has given you. And when I heard that, I knew that was directly for me, that God was letting me know, I don't have to worry about anybody else. I just have to do what he's called me to do. And that's why I invite others to the table, because it's not a competition.
Oh, wow. I love, love, love that, Dr. Velma. Thank you for that. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dr. Velma Bagley. You're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Dr. Velma Bagley. Dr. Bagley is a best-selling, award-winning author, certified dating relationship coach, ordained minister, and CEO of Adani Publishing. Dr. Velma, you are a best-selling, award-winning author. That is just amazing. That is so wonderful, and I just love saying that. But how does that make you feel, you know, to have your work recognized in that way?
It's a good feeling, but, you know, I try to worship the giver and not the gift. I mean, I really do like that. There are people I know that aggressively go after those titles. I always say to God, I said, okay, you move the dial. I'll do the work, but you move the dial. Well, with the dial in terms of the dollar signs or the dial in terms of the attention that it gets, all of that, I leave it up to him. I have to purpose in myself to do what he's called me to do. So I try not to focus on it, even though it's nice to put that on there. People recognize that and gravitate towards those titles. But I truly try to focus on worshiping the giver and not the gift.
Oh, absolutely. Dr. Velma, I would love for you to, and I ask this question to every guest, and I know that as on my entrepreneurial journey, been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, there's some ups and there's some downs, there's some challenges, some big and some not so big. But share with us a challenge or challenges that you have faced on your journey, but that you were able to overcome, and how you were able to overcome that and keep going.
I found myself paying attention to the people who God causes to cross my path, because you never know if that's a person that God will use to either plant something in your life or someone that you need to plant into. And so I pay attention to that. And so I have found that it's important to have a tribe of reliable people, people that you can trust, people that you can rely on if you have a question. There's no issues. There's no no cost at it, and I'm not talking about dollar signs. I'm just saying it doesn't cost you personally, but they're willing to just pour into you and help you and support you, and you can do the same for them. And I think that's the approach I take in my group as well. So what can I give to someone else? Because people help me along the journey. So I try to surround myself with those kind of people, people who can help me while at the same time I'll do whatever I can to help them. And I think that's what's important. Some people call it their circle. I call it a tribe, because along the way there were people who closed the door on me, people who weren't willing to share with me. I had to call 1-800, pay your fee, and then I'll talk to you kind of a thing with many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to be like that once God got me in and got me moving with my book career, because like you said, I was 64 years old when I started this, so I have not been in high school in a long time. So I'm not in high school anymore, and I don't play the high school games.
I love that. You know, one of the things on this journey, Dr. Velma, is that we give so much. You give so much to your career and to your business, to helping others. Mm-hmm. When it's time to just be about Dr. Velma, what do you do when you need some encouragement or some inspiration?
Well, it's either going to be from one of those tribes, or I have my husband who's always supporting me and encouraging me. My daughters, they do the same thing. But God mostly is my inspiration. And I have to be reminded, even sometimes God will remind me, this is not what you need to do right now. Sometimes God will sit me down and slow down my pace. This year I had health challenges, and so that was God slowing down my pace. I had to withdraw from activities. I had to cancel plans that I had to travel, all of that. And I said, well, I guess, God, you know what you're doing. It was taking a pause. And as a result, my husband and I are getting out and walking in the mornings. And so it's just a route to just taking some time out for myself and making sure I am focusing on home and me. And so none of this other stuff is on the top of the list. It's the priority. And sometimes God will reroute you and guide you in a new direction. So my guiding principle is Proverbs 3:6, which says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. And that word acknowledge means invite in. God is not going to insert himself in anything you don't allow him to. But if you invite him in, he's going to show you what you need to do. And I always want to be open to when I need to have those moments to take a pause.
Oh, wow. That is wonderful. Dr. Velma, book 17 is coming out. Is there anything you can share with us about what's next for you?
I actually had a moment with my book coach, like I mentioned on my post, and she looked at some things and told me some things I needed to do. I suggested, because, again, even as a dating relationship coach, I can only point you to the principles. I can't make you follow the principles. And so it's the same with our coaches. The coaches can only offer you suggestions and recommendations. But I always do that Proverbs 3:6 and take it right back to God. So some of the things she said, I'm absolutely going to do. He told me when to do it, how to do it, and there are other things he said no to. So I'm going to follow his instructions and directions. So I try to do that. Even with those who offer me suggestions or recommendations, the ultimate coach that I have is that Proverbs 3:6 scripture that says that God will lead me.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. This has been an amazing conversation, Dr. Velma. Oh, what words of advice do you have for our listeners that are listening right now they're wanting to start something they've been excited about. They've been almost starting, but they haven't actually been able to start because the confidence is not there or whatever. What words do you have that may just jumpstart them to going for their dreams?
To make sure you begin capturing your idea in writing, because, you know, people perish because of a lack of vision. You have to have a goal in mind. And so by doing so, you want to begin to write down the ideas that you have. And just like I did, make sure you pray about what you have been given, because if this is an assignment that God has given you, God is going to make sure it comes to fruition, but you want to do it in steps and stages and not rush it. But absolutely begin. If it's writing, start writing. It doesn't matter if it's wrong or right. Just start writing your ideas and the concept that you have in mind. And you never know what's going to happen. Pray that God causes people to cross your path that can help you along the way, because that was something that benefited me. People who were more skilled and more knowledgeable than I was that helped me in the very beginning. So you want to make sure you do that. But unless you have it written down, unless you can see it yourself, you have to believe yourself that it's possible and know that God is possible with him, and never think of anything as impossible, because you know the God of all possibilities.
Oh, amen to that. That was absolutely wonderful. Dr. Bellman, I'm so excited that we had an opportunity to talk again. It's always a pleasure, and I feel so inspired when I speak with you. So thank you for joining us today. Let our audience know how to stay connected with you.
Yeah, you can go to my website, Dr. Velma. It's https://drvelmabagby.com, or you don't have to put any of that stuff, and just drvelmabagby.com, and that still gets you there. Make sure you subscribe. There's some new and free things that's coming out soon with the new release of my book, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you.
Well, thank you again for being here today.
Thank you, Melissa.
And thank you, my pleasure. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.